For over a quarter century, Carolyn Sherrill has led the Meridian Community Band in Okemos. Current State's Jamie Paisley met with the maestro at her open house this past weekend, where she celebrated 26 years with that ensemble, which has a wide assortment of skill levels among its members.
For those that don't know, what is the Meridian Community Band and who comprises the members of that?
The Meridian Community Band is a 90-member amateur ensemble made up of multi-generational people, students, high school aged up through people who might be 85 years old, representing all walks of life.
And though you've been with it for 26 years, the history predates to the 70s, I believe, as well.
Yes, from what I understand, back at the bicentennial in 1976, Virginia White from the Meridian Township wanted a band at the celebration. And people enjoyed that so much, then there was an effort to start a community band. And so the band got started, from what I understand, in 1977. And I've been the director since 1990.
The members of the Meridian Community Band are across all ages. And there's something about, are the people that they've wanted to, or did they study music, or just the love of music brings people to the Meridian Band?
The love of music is what brings people to the band. People who enjoy that special spark that happens when people work together toward a common cause. And so we have a range of people with maybe advanced middle school level talent up through people with doctorates in music who play in the band. I even have two of my music ed professors at Michigan State, Dave Catron and Bob Urbis, who have played in the band for many, many years. And so you have this wide range of musical talent.
Just to clarify, they were your professors at MSU?
They were. Bob Urbis was the chairperson of the music ed department at Michigan State when I was a student. And David Catron is the conductor emeritus of the Spartan Marching Band. And when I first came to Michigan State as a transfer student in 1979, he also had come to MSU, which was his second time at MSU. But I played in his band, and I played in his band for several years.
1979. So if my timeline is right, 10 years later, then you took over the Meridian Band. Is that about right?
10 years later, I started playing in the band as a clarinetist. I was on maternity leave, and I was actually bored being a stay-at-home mother. And I actually had never played in a community band before. And so I wanted to be able to get out of the house. And it was a lot of fun. That next summer, the current director left, and I was on the board, and I raised my hand and said, well, I'll volunteer. I'll be the interim director. And that lasted for 26 years.
How do you then choose the repertoire that you do?
Choosing repertoire is actually one of my favorite things to do. I love choosing repertoire. My father used to ask me when I was a child why I was playing all these boring scales, and I wouldn't be a real clarinetist until I could play the clarinet polka. And so I think that as a director, I try to take a balance of picking music that I think I would like as the director, selecting music that the musicians would enjoy playing and would maybe stretch them at times. And also you have to keep in mind who you are playing for. For any given concert, are you playing for a nursing home residents, or are you playing for other musicians, or are you playing for the general public? And so you need to select music that represents that. And in addition to that, you have to think about pacing of the music that you pick. You can't have everything at the same tempo or duple meter or the same key signature. And I love, it's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle to put all the pieces together in a program so that it's satisfying for the audience and the musicians alike.
Now, as you were talking about having concerts for the public at large, you've got, as part of your farewell tour, if you will, three concerts in about a week and a half, all kind of tied, I believe, to Independence Day that's coming up.
The theme of our concert is America Forever, and our first concert is this Wednesday at the Lebowski Center in Owosso, starting at 7:30. On Friday, we're performing at the Lake Lansing Bandshell at 7 o'clock, and then on Thursday, July 7th, the band will be performing at McCormick Park in Williamston.
And I'm assuming there will be a significant amount of John Philip Sousa in that program.
indeed, many of our pieces, probably 12 out of 18, are patriotic in nature. And we have, of course, the Stars and Stripes Forever. Another one of Sousa's marches is the Invincible Eagle that we're doing. Sousa is, of course, one of my favorite composers. I've played in Keith Bryan's new Sousa band, which tours nationally since about the early 2000s. And so I have a keen interest in Sousa's brand of showmanship, which Arthur Fiedler copied, by the way, blending the classics with marches and light music.
We're speaking with Maestro Carolyn Sherrill, who is stepping down from her 26 years with the Meridian Band. And for the Meridian Band itself, there's a lot of the adult learner that you're working with. But in addition, you also have a position in the Lansing area with, I believe, an elementary and middle school. You're not retiring from them either, are you?
I am not retiring from my school job. I teach at Lansing St. Gerard School and teach elementary through middle school band grades 5 through 8.
So when you have your daytime position and you have the young learner of musical instruments, how is the transition of turning on a dime on Wednesday nights when you go to the Meridian Band rehearsals?
Oh, that's a good question, because quite often I think that the adults are very much like middle school students in aging bodies. So the music is harder with the adults. But there are a lot of similarities, actually, more than you may ever guess.
You don't have to tell them to practice long tones for forever and ever.
I do. I probably pretty much try to use things as a teachable moment, because, again, you have this wide range of skills, and some people maybe haven't learned how to practice, or they haven't had private lessons to advance their technique, for example, trying to show them ways to practice a difficult passage, or that they don't have to play every note on the page. If it's too hard for them, there's nothing wrong with sitting out for a measure or two and coming back in.
Currently, the Meridian Band is in the process of finding your replacement. That process is ongoing, but for whoever that is, do you have any suggestions to either them, or if you want to phrase it in a different way, what advice would you give to yourself 26 years ago, so as you were about to start?
Well, picking the music is very, very important. That's critical, because you're going to attract audiences that way. But it's also really important to be very interested in the people you're with and try to get to know them and think about people first, music second.
Maestro Carolyn Sherrill, thanks again for speaking with us. More information about the 3 concerts coming up, the America Forever concerts in various parts across Mid-Michigan, you can find online at meridiancommunityband.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.